Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. You know, I've been thinking about how great everything is. We sold a cow at market for $17. That's 5 cents a pound. There are farms all around us for sale now. Farmers can't make it. We've got Mike Bloomberg, the brilliant financier, telling people that farmers aren't so smart. Okay. You know, farmers would do okay. The government would get out of our way. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Do you think farmers want to poison people, or do you think that would be Kellogg's? Who's in the business of poisoning people? How about Crest, the toothpaste company, Colgate Palmolive? How about those guys? Who's actually poisoning people? Is it the farmers? Or is it big business? Is it the ilk-like of Bloomberg? Who's actually destroying the planet? Is it companies like General Electric? You know, with their nuclear reactors that fail because of poor design? Who is it that's littering the ocean? Is it big companies and corporations and government? Or who hauls the trash out and dumps it in the ocean? Who does that? Is that you? Is that me? No. That'd be big organizations. Greed. Greed at an industrial scale. Who is it that takes fly ash, incinerator waste, you know, that gray ash that comes out of incinerators? Who is it takes that and mixes that with fertilizer to extend fertilizer? So if you have 10-10-10 fertilizer, it's 10%, 10% plus 10%, 30% fertilizer and 70% something else, like fly ash. Who is it that does that? Would that be you or me? No. That'd be industry, big industry, the fertilizer industry. Who is it that injects animals to make them grow real fast so they can spend less time raising the animals and can kill them quicker, more quickly, and get them processed and put in a package so that you can buy it at the Chinese factory outlet? Who does that? Well, I guess that would be companies like the chickens companies. You know that chickens, now, their immune system is so poor that there are chicken companies in Missouri and elsewhere that have signs and fences around them that say, do not enter, do not come in here. You can't come in here because if your tires on your truck have something from someplace else, it could kill our entire house of chickens. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30,000 chickens. It's true. Since when? Since when are chickens' immune systems so fragile that they can't have any outside bacteria? Since when? Since we've made factory chicken farms. Who's involved with Purdue? I think that would be the Clintons. So if you just want a taste of what's coming, there you have it. And Mike Bloomberg saying anybody can be a farmer. But it takes a lot more gray matter to think and analyze enough to work within the tech field. Oh, so exactly what has the tech field done? Well, I guess that would be Facebook and their spying, Apple and their spying, Verizon, triangulating people by their cell phones, capturing images. People say, look at me, look at me, look at me. They put those images on the internet. Those are all captured and stored. I guess it takes a lot of gray matter to do that. It takes a special kind of gray matter to think that way. I don't think that way. Why would I want to invade somebody's privacy like Zuckerberg? It's immoral. It's immoral to be a homo. I am a card-carrying homophobe. I don't want to be around those people. They carry diseases. They engage in risky behaviors. I don't want any part of it. And I certainly don't want someone like that running the corporate USA. I don't want it.
Vince, may I throw in my 2 cents here?
I'm hoping that you would, because the next things I would say would really be awful.
Okay, let me take the microphone for a few here. First of all, I just want to put an exclamation point on what you were talking about regarding food and farming and things like that. Keep in mind, GMOs cause cancer, organ failure, and changes your DNA. And GMO technology, you can put antibiotics and bacteria and Roundup in the seeds. You've heard of Roundup Ready, and you know basically what Roundup is glyphosate. Read the ingredients in this stuff. It's linked to cancer. It's linked to everything. And just remember, not only did Congress protect Monsanto and still might be from liability, 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. So this is why it's so important, folks, to build your own immune system and create your own raised beds, because the vitamins and minerals come from the soil. The enzyme acts as catalyst for biochemical reaction, which aids in digestion and nutrient support. That's why you want to try to eat, at least during the summer months, your food raw, and definitely don't cook it over 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And there's so many things in our foods, from propylene glycol to aspartame to MSG under many dozen names, that's all designed to be addictive. So being a farmer is a very ethical practice. Now, Vince, I just want to comment on what you said regarding, and I know we differ a little bit, but I don't know if you're totally hearing what I'm saying regarding the homosexual community. They admit it's immoral, because when all this started, and I'm not trying to protect them, I'm just trying to look at other criteria. And let me finish. No one disagrees with you that it's immoral for two men to lie beside each other, not just because the Bible says it, but they literally had admissions to, when this started coming out a few years ago, for the vote, not for the people, is they were saying that you cannot legislate morals. That's a total admission to the fact that it is immoral. I remember people were coming out basically selling the concept by saying that fox and coyotes do it in the wild, so why can't we? And obviously that holds no water. But I just think there's a couple of things that really need, and there's no statistics because it's being purged. There's things that people need to know. There's estrogen mimickers in all of our food and water. What if you knew, folks, that you were biologically, chemically, and politically correctly forced to change your lifestyle, your habits, your way of thinking? This is very possible. And a lot of children are being raped by pedophiles, young kids who have trauma. This is major trauma. Now, I'm not trying to protect people who get screwed up in their mind and do things that they shouldn't do. I'm just saying that we need to look at a lot of these pedophiles. I mean, pedophilia is, this dark money is big. It's not adult mutual consensual sex. And I think a lot of these kids that go through this kind of really harsh trauma end up doing things that they don't want to do later in life. So if it's okay with you, Vince, I don't know how much steam's coming out of your ears right now. But I was wondering if I could mention a few more articles to wake up the people to the corruption, the propaganda, and the double standards. Is that okay?
Yeah, and I hope we're going to get a chance to talk about how 33% of Americans run out of money before payday, even those earning over 100 grand. Let's talk about that, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, subprime auto loans are exploding right now. Delinquencies, bankruptcies, you know, we've talked about this many, many, many times. This is why I dovetail financial, economic, social, and political issues along with political correctness. You think the global elites really care about you? Here's another article. Global elites shun of commercial airlines. They look to private jets as coronavirus surges. Well, whatever happened to global warming? See, it's all hypocrisy. It's double standards. It's false flags. It's hoaxes. Bezos spends more money on Beverly Hills home than he pays for Amazon and taxes. And he's just put $10 billion into the kitty just the other day to create more propaganda for climate change, because this is the big item ticket to control the people by the elites. Next article. Gun-free Britain. Nearly 10,000 gun crimes committed in 1 year. Oh, yeah. Let's get rid of our guns, folks. Next article. You just mentioned Zuckerberg. He calls for government regulation of social media. That's code for getting rid of the alternative media, getting rid of truth, and putting more money into propaganda, lies, gaslighting, false flags, and hoaxes. Next article. UNC, University of North Carolina study. Liberals are substantially more intolerant than conservatives. Imagine my shock. I think if this wasn't even done by a university, it would have been a thousandfold, not just substantially more intolerant. Next article, Colin Kaepernick demanded absurdly high salary to play in the XFL. He doesn't care. He was a multimillionaire already, sued the NFL for discrimination just so they can create more division in race wars, and he got $50, $60 million under the table. Next article, George Soros, remove Zuckerberg from Facebook now. They'll get Trump elected. This is called good cop, bad cop, folks. They're on the same team. We'll be back after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You really cannot fully depend on ratings from users. You really can't. I'm gonna just read two sentences to you. I want to buy a well pressure tank for the farm. And this is a tank that you have a well pump, and you pump the water into a pressure tank so that every time you turn on a faucet, or every time a toilet is flushed, or every time the cow's water trough needs to be refilled, the well pump doesn't come on every time you just crack the faucet a little bit. So what happens is you pump water into a tank, and then there's pressure in the tank, air pressure, that pushes the water out when you need it so that you don't have to run the well pump every single time that you use a little bit of water. That's a great, it's a great way to go, and it's been around for probably darn close to 80 years or more with wells, water wells. So I wanted to buy a well pressure tank, and I was reading the reviews from customers who bought them. And I'm going to read this verbatim, and I'm just going to show you how stupid we've become and how you can't trust reviews. And it's just, I'm going to read this verbatim. Quote, customers report that this water tank, if the order will fork over on time, comma, will easily install and set out the operation within a little span of time, making no fuss at all. going to repeat that. Customers report that this water tank, if the order will fork over on time, comma, will easily install and set out the operation within a little span of time, making no fuss at all. That's what a moron has said about a well pressure tank. What I'm trying to communicate to you is people don't know how to deliver their thoughts in a written or the spoken form. They don't know how to do it. We've lost our way. We're as dumb as a box of rocks. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. I bought an item at Sam's Club, and I'll even tell you what it is. I wanted to have a television in the studio that I could watch from a distance YouTube videos. And I set out to find one that was not a smart television. And I found one for $229 shipped from Sam's Club. I ordered it. It's made by Hitachi. I have a Hitachi hammer drill here at the farm, and I thought, that's pretty good. It's lasted almost 30 years so far. It's still going strong. Maybe they make good TVs. Well, in my opinion, the TVs they make, at least this one, was junk. It had a defect. It had a vertical white multicolored stripe going up the side of it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it made everybody fat. You know, if you look at a person's body, they're at double their size almost. I didn't like it. So I immediately put it back in the box with all the packing, all the parts, everything, the remote, the adapter cables, brought it to Sam's Club, and I left the box open. The box was not dinged, damaged, cut, folded, spindled, mutilated in any way. It was perfect condition. Brought it back to Sam's Club, and I said, I'd like to return this. The box is open so that you can inspect it and make sure it's all there, you know, without reopening it. And Mrs. Fennelly and I left it on the cart. And the gal said, is there anything wrong with it? And I said, yes, here's what's wrong with it. It has a vertical white and multicolored stripe over here on the screen. And I showed her on one of their demo screens. They called the guy over from electronics. It was an older guy. And he started to take it off the cart all by himself from one end. And I went over to help him. He got mad at me. He was annoyed. So I stepped back and I said, you know, it's open on the other side. You don't have to open it. It's open. And he got mad at me again. And then Mrs. Fennelly went to say something and he put his arm up like he was going to block her. You know, like he's directing traffic at an intersection saying, don't come here. Put his arm out, outstretched. This is Sam's Club.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So the gal at the customer service department at Sam's Club called over the guy from electronics, and he was really gruff and abrasive and offensive. And after he inspected the box that the television came in, he found everything was there. It was packed as it was originally packed. No fingerprints. I mean, it was just in, you know, brand new condition, but it was defective. And while he was being abrasive to me and Mrs. Fennelli, both of us, I said to Mrs. Fennelli, Is there a reason why we have a membership at Sam's Club? I mean, do you know what the reason is? Because I don't. And I said to the gal at customer service, is he always like this? And she said, sometimes. I said, I would have fired him 5 minutes ago. Then I asked for the store manager. The store manager came over and I said, can we talk in a, you know, let's walk away from here and let's talk about it. So I explained to the store manager the situation, how this guy was abrasive. And I'm not going to tolerate being abused and paying for abuse at Sam's Club. I'm not going to do it. And I was trying to think of, you know, why do we go there? Well, we used to buy the meat. We don't buy the meat anymore because we've gotten bad meat and the dogs won't even eat it, literally. We bring it back. We bought some broccoli and it smelled so bad in the package, unopened, that it would chase us out of the kitchen. So we brought that back. Got some replacement broccoli and it smells the same. So I'm trying to think, so exactly why do we go to Sam's Club? I can't think of any reasons anymore. I mentioned to the store manager that we used to buy tires there, but the guys were so rough on our aluminum wheels and alloy wheels, and they'd ding them up with the impact gun. So we don't buy tires, we don't buy batteries anymore, we don't buy meat anymore, we don't buy food anymore, we don't buy glasses anymore. What do you go there for? So I don't think we need to go there anymore. And while I was talking to the store manager with Mrs. Finelli, the three of us, this guy came over, a guy who inspected the television. And I said, that's him. That's the guy. I fire him. And so this guy said to all of us, be my guest. And I looked at the store manager and I said, okay, you're fired. And nobody knew what to say. That's Sam's Club now. I despise going to Sam's Club. I really do. They seem to now have the ability to hire people who are just abrasive, rude, and don't mind using their abrasive qualities on the customers. I don't like it. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why people are buying more online, because they frankly just don't want to see people like that in between the products that they want to buy and their wallet. So Sam's knows that this guy is just like this. It's not like he saved it specially for me and Mrs. Finelli. He's like this, but yet they don't fire him. Now, the store manager assured me that she was going to do something about it. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. Probably not so much. So, we told the store manager that there's two Sam's Clubs in Springfield. We said, you know what? We don't even like coming in here. We go to the other one. It's farther away, but they're nicer over there. We don't like this one. And I think this is just indicative of what happens when we allow the bars and standards to be lowered. We can talk about becoming, tolerant. No, I am not going to become tolerant of things that I don't like. I'm not. I don't like homosexuality. I don't want a homo as president or vice president. I don't want him on the farm. I don't want him anywhere near me. And I'm not going to tolerate people being rude and abrasive and abusive to me when I'm in a store. I'll shop with my wallet. I won't buy there. That's how I feel. So I am increasing my level of intolerance every day. Intolerance. Exactly the opposite of what the media is telling you you need to be. And since when do employees think they have the right to have purple hair? Since when? Sam's doesn't seem to mind. They have employees with multicultural hair. Since when is that acceptable? It's disgusting. Why do I want to take advice from somebody, anybody, who looks like that? Why? It's saying, I'm stupid. I'm reckless. I'm careless. May I help you? No, you can't help me. Rich Even?
Well, Vince, we discussed this example yesterday, and you told me I was right on. What's happened is we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. So work has now been delegitimized. There's no dignity to work. There's no value to work. There's no appreciation of work. This is what political correctness has done. This is why the attrition rate is the way it is. And if it's okay, Vince, with you, I would like to go through a few more articles real quick because I think they're very important regarding the corruption, propaganda, double standards, and waking up of people, if I may.
Absolutely. But class,
thank you, sir.
Please support Joe Biden because he is so inept. He would be, if he gets selected as the Democrat candidate, he will probably do the least amount of damage of all of them. So we need to have him be the candidate so President Donald Trump can expose the criminality of the Democrats running for president.
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, with all the corruption coming out of Ukraine, with everything that Barack Obama has done, and there's a long list of scandals, by the way, not just the ones I mentioned today. I'm going to spend one day just actually talking about that. But one of the things, and this is from the Daily Beast, Joe Biden told a group of black leaders that black parents cannot read. So I doubt he's going to be, you know, black people aren't that dumb. The Democrat Party hired Margaret Sanger, who's a diehard Democrat, to put 85% of the Planned Parenthoods in black neighborhoods to keep the black population at bay. She was actually caught on audio and video saying this. The KKK started with Democrats. The first Republicans were black. I mean, I'd be shocked if blacks in general vote for Democrats. So anyway, next article. Virginia passes bill to give electoral votes to popular vote winner. This is anti-constitution. Next article. Virginia lawmakers vow to allow illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. So you'll pay for the insurance through cost shifting, folks. This is all for the vote. Next article, Rob Reiner says, we have a criminal in our White House. Well, Rob Reiner wouldn't even have a microphone if it wasn't for his director, producer, actor, daddy, who gave him the ability to even get on to television. Next article, Joy Behar, Trump is lawless. Well, Joy Behar is the person who said that all of the so-called rape victims from Bill Clinton were tramps. Next article. Spielberg has already given $3.5 million to Dems, Democrats, including Iowa caucus app. See, what they're trying to do, folks, is they're trying to create apps and new methodologies for counting votes so they can steal elections through fraud and voter fraud. I wish I could spend a whole show on this. I just don't have the time. Next article. Lead juror in Roger Stone trial was left-wing former political candidate who despises Trump, and there's texts and information to prove this. So all they do is load up the – if they want to get you and they want to put you in jail, they just load up the jurors with bought and paid for people, and it's all a done deal. Next article, very red flag here, folks. Elaine Omar, you know who she is, the one who married her brother? She's the one who says Hispanics can't compete in a meritocracy. You remember her. Well, she revealed the globalist foreign policy wish list. I'm not going to go through them all. They're very disturbing, but the last one is she wants the U.S. to cede sovereignty to the United Nations. We have treason and sedition and espionage and racketeering everywhere. This is why I said in my earlier presentation that patriots, conservative authors, alternative media are doing the work that the mainstream media, elite, academia, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, intelligence agencies, State Department, DOJ, National Security Council will not do. In fact, they will take your money and spend it on cover-ups instead. Next article. Rand Paul. It's a chilling day in America when YouTube censors my speech on the Senate floor. This is called a totalitarian, socialist, communist, dictatorship, tyrannical government. That's what this is called. Trump, next article. Trump faces four times the amount of lawsuits as Obama. So the powers that be do not want the people to have a voice anymore because Trump is pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, pro-First and Second Amendment especially, and pro-for the little people. Next article, Amy Klobuchar. English should not be the national language. Not making this up, folks. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next article, Amnesty Amy sang a different tune in 2006. She called for order at the border, a wall, and mandatory e-verify. You see, folks, the people who are bought and paid for can no longer think for themselves because they signed on to an agenda. They're owned. Next article. Streisand says Trump is directly responsible for hate against children, even though Obama built all those pictures with the cages. That was during his era. And Bob, just FYI, Barbara Streisand was the one who said that Michael Jackson, his sexual needs are his sexual needs in the context of pedophilia. And she also flew her dogs 10,000 miles on a jet, creating a huge carbon footprint so her dogs could hear her sing. Look it up. Could be purged, but I remember reading that. Next article. Wuhan mother speaks out. China is hiding the truth from the world. See, this is what, if the Democrats get elected, folks, anybody but Trump gets elected. And Trump is far from perfect. I criticize him all the time. Like, here's an article right here. Trump says that the tech monopolies are mega, make America great. No, they're not. If Trump does not fix censorship and surveillance, which is tightly associated with voter and election fraud, he will lose, which means the little people will lose. Well, Benz, I'm going to, last segment coming up, I've taken too much of their time. I'm going to let you chime in. I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment right, buddy. We'll be back after the break, folks.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pat Sheehan's with us, and I just want to let you know that there are three RK gun shows this weekend. Oh, I'm sorry. No. There's one this weekend, February 22nd and 23rd, Lebanon, Missouri. I might go to that one. There's another one, February 28th and March 1st, in Joplin, Missouri. There's another one, February 29th and March 1st, at February 29th through March 1st, in Knoxville, Tennessee. So, you may want to get your guns, rifle, pistol, shotgun, and ammunition. Got 22s? Someday you'll know what I mean by that. And what I mean is 22 long rifles. I believe you're going to need them. So you'll figure out later why I keep saying this. All right, so, Rich, a couple comments. In topping off supplies, one of our boys thought it would be a good idea to go to Aldi. And he bought a case of dehydrated potatoes with some kind of a dehydrated cheese, like for emergencies. They were so bad. We threw it out, like one taste, and it's disgusting. Brought the whole case back to Aldi. He bought some canned hams. He thought, well, you know, they've got a long expiration date. Maybe that would be good. And it's chopped pieces, parts of, it's awful. The house brand of canned hams from Aldi. Awful. Aldi seems to be specializing in coming out with lousy products lately. I don't know what's with those guys. They used to be great. We loved them. Now, I'm skeptical. So we brought them back. Now, here's that intolerance thing that's increasing every day. When we buy a product that's bad, we're not going to tolerate it. We're going to bring it back. And we want our money back. And so, one of the boys bought a bag of potatoes at the Chinese factory outlet. You know, they 5 or 10 pound bag. You know, you've seen them. And these were large potatoes. And the bag concealed the automated machinery that digs them out of the ground. They were sliced and cut up. I mean, they were just badly mangled. But you couldn't tell until you opened the bag and took some out. We returned those. So here's my suggestion. If you get a lousy product, you buy it at the Chinese factory outlet, you buy it at Aldi's, wherever you buy it. If you expect better, bring it back. And if enough of us bring these lousy products back, somebody's going to say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't sell this anymore. Maybe they'll beat up their suppliers and say, you know what, we're having so many problems with you, we can't deal with you anymore. And the word will get out and these other suppliers will do a better job. That's what we need to do. But I got to tell you, let me give you another example. So at Aldi, there's a sign on the glass-doored refrigerated area where they're selling eggs. And they had eggs for, I think, 38 cents a dozen, which is great. White eggs, 38 cents a dozen. But there was a sign that said, limit, 3 eggs. So there was a lady there, and I said, well, you can't buy that. You can only get 3. We got to find 4 people to buy, you know, a dozen eggs. So it's you and me, we got to get 2 more people, because they have a limit of 3 eggs each. What kind of a moron would put a sign on the door saying limit 3 eggs? They don't mean 3 eggs. They mean 3 cartons of eggs. But it says limit 3 eggs. We have lost our ability to communicate. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you, Steve Jobs. The smartphones. Young people don't communicate. Our son said to me yesterday during the break, I went into the kitchen. He said, hey, Dad, just a second. I said, I got to go. He said, just real quickly, would you rather me see a girl that has tattoos, or would you rather me see a girl that has fewer tattoos and a child? Or would you rather me see a girl that has no tattoos and 2 children? I said, become a priest.
Well, you know, we talked about this the other day too, Vince. It's very disturbing that because of the loss of communication skills, it's created a loss of confidence. You know, back in the day, we all used to meet, you know, at supermarkets or bars or grocery stores or wherever and have conversations and meet people. And now there's no confidence in young people. And, heck, I got young women telling me that they don't even want to get married because they feel half the men are going to be transgender in a few years. So, you know, this system, this is why I talk about, you know, I'm not trying to butt heads with you regarding the morality of two men lying together. I'm just trying to say that the estrogen mimickers were being biologically and chemically changed. And I think if these people knew, never mind the pedophilia raping, if people knew that they were being changed, they would be pissed off. And people have to wake up to everything, the fluoride, the chemicals, the estrogen mimickers, everything. They have to be aware of it. They have to talk about it, read and research and know about it.
Yeah, and if you want fewer estrogen mimickers contacting your skin, rinse your clothes twice. Put them on the spin cycle and rinse them twice. Get that soap off with the estrogen mimickers. Rich, thank you so much for being with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.